I'm speaking with Casey Sparks, who's just recently come back from the radioactive exposure tour with Friends of the Earth down in, where was it, Casey? In South Australia in WA, or is it just South Australia?
Just South Australian outback, yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the tour, where you went to and how many people were involved this year?
Yeah, totally. So the radioactive exposure tour has been like running for like the last 30 years through Friends of the Earth groups, and we've built up great relationship with certain mobs, like mobs around South Australia. So we've got the Gugutha Moola mob, the Arabana mob, and the Adnamutna people. And yeah, there's a really strong connection as far as campaigning goes against uranium mining. Where do we start? We started by getting to Adelaide, which is always a big thing, and met up with the rest of the crew from there. So people flew from all over the country to meet, like, you know, a few people from Tassie, a few people from here and there, and altogether we had about 45 people this year, which is pretty huge, pretty big crew, 3 buses and a 4 drive for missions, and then we started by, of course, getting to Adelaide, and then our first stop, first camp was going to be in Woomera. On the way to Woomera, we met up with, at Port Wakefield, we met up with Avon Hudson, who's a veteran from the British Atomic Test. Back in the 50s.
Is this at Maralinga?
From the Maralinga and the Emu Fields bombing sites. So there was like 9 bomb sites in that area at those times. There was another 3 that were off the west coast of WA somewhere as well. So he's an amazing fellow who does lots of stuff now with the councils and this and that. He's just written a book as well. He came on the tour that's actually up all the way up until Lake Eyre, and then bid us farewell and drove off back home, which was pretty amazing to travel with these people, because they're all getting older now and they're all fairly affected by these things as far as health's concerned. We went from Woomera. We spent the next day in Woomera looking with Avon at the missile park, and I don't know if you've been to Woomera, but that's a pretty crazy sculpture park, sort of, or not sculpture park, but like, yeah, it's full of rockets and missiles and sort of a show-off sort of area. We went then onto Roxby, set up camp in the dunes out of Roxby, or just before Roxby Downs, and had a tour with like Olympic Dam mine. So the Olympic Dam's currently just released their environmental impact statement for the expansion.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they're wanting to make that the biggest uranium mine, open-cut uranium mine in the world. Pretty outrageous, all the figures around that.
And is that one operated by Energy Resources Australia?
No, that one is BHP Billiton.
Okay.
Yeah, they own that, which they bought from WMC a while back. Yeah, so they operate that. We had that mine tour, which is anything about getting on the bus, but just going through the actual mine and getting to speak to the PR people, and with all, you know, that's where all the questions get thrown and all of the answers they want to give us get thrown back, and
do you ever get a feeling that you're actually having a conversation with them, or are you just getting the spin?
Basically it's the spin. It's that thing, like, people come back from that tour going, wow, are they delusional, or, you know, like that kind of thing, because I guess we see the other side of it and they see the side where it's their job and they're making money. I'm not really sure if they believe what they're doing, you know, that thing. It's interesting. It's really, on a personal level, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things to, you know, try not to make it personal in a sense, because it just ends up, can get messy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it's, you don't want to take it on too much, eh?
Anyway, so after we leave Roxby, we head up out Borfield Road and onto the Unadatta track to meet up with Uncle Kevin Buzzacott, who's an Arabana elder, who's been fighting, uranium mining, you know, for the last 30 years or something like that, because he is from, like, around Lake Eyre and that sort of, like, the south part of Lake Eyre, where, and the Mound Springs, where that's where Roxby, like, BHP pumped the water for the uranium mine out of the Great Artesian Basin. He's basically been fighting against that. He's seen, since he's a kid, he's seen the Mound Springs suffering because of the masses of water that they take every day, which is around like something like 42 million litres a day, and they're looking with the expansion to increase that to like 150 million litres a day, which is outrageous
And is that, am I right in understanding that that's all pretty much, they don't pay a penny for any of that water?
Yeah, that's right. It's free. Wow. Completely free. Ridiculous. We go to the Mount Springs. We go to the Bubbler as well, which is another spring, which is incredible. It's like got that, all of the natural gases pumping up from the ground through to the Bubbler, and it actually bubbles out. So then from there, we set up camp in Lake Eyre. Couple of different spots this year, which is Grouse with Uncle Kevin, and we kind of just cruise around the Mount Springs and places like that with him. He shows us, he tells his stories, say goodbye to Uncle Kev, and we head on towards Maree to the cultural centre there with, like, well, that's where Uncle Reg Dodd works out of, and he does lots of different cultural tours. He's Arabana man as well. Yeah, he does like more of a touristy kind of thing, so especially with all the water in the lake at the moment, there's people flocking to see that. But yeah, so that's really cool just to drop in. We actually didn't catch up with Reg. Still cruising, we go through to Lyndhurst, which is where the ochre pits are. Basically big hole in the ground, but instead of something that, you know, nowadays some hole like that would, you know, could probably take a year or something to dig, this has been like thousands and thousands of years. Hand dug by Aboriginal people, and it used to be a trading point for ochre. Everybody used to kind of meet there and trade, and it's incredible. It's all sorts of, all different colours of ochre. Yeah, it's an amazing trip. I'm just going through it going, wow, we're still not at the end yet, and it was only 10 days, but a lot happened.
Wow, it seems like a hell of a lot to do in 10
days.
Yeah,
and with 40 people, is that, well, you know, 40 people on average, it's that thing of, there's not a whole lot of sleep, but it's all under the stars, it's in swags, it's around fires, it's just
beautiful.
Amazing, and we have incredible food, like incredible kitchen. This year we had two incredible cooks that kind of made sure it was all flowing, food coming out of the trailer was not rotting, you know, that kind of thing. It was all perfect. So yeah, so then from Nepabunna we go up to the Gammon Ranges, up to Arkaroola Wilderness Sanctuary, and that's a beautiful place. Marg Spriggs, the Sprigg family, currently run or own that sanctuary on a pastoral lease, and there's marathoner in there with an exploration license for uranium and other things. We had a big talk with Marg just about that sort of stuff. They kind of don't like to tread on the mining company's toes because they basically have to live with them. But yeah, just good to know what's going on from her perspective. Oh, we cruise back down to the Flinders. Basically after that, we camped at Nepabunda again for a night, and then we cruise down to the Flinders Ranges, down to Brachina Gorge, and that's just really beautiful. It's a bit of a treat, you know. It's where we kind of get together and have our, so how was that for you all kind of talk.
Yeah.
In a beautiful place, this and that. It's kind of winding down, except for when we leave the Flinders, we drop in at, well, we dropped in this year at Port Pirie to see Gillian Marsh, who's an Adnamutna woman. She's basically holding together an elders group with her mother being a part of that, and then the rest of the elders, yeah, and they're campaigning around the Beverley Four Mile expansion, which is not yet approved, but they're expecting approvals this week. So yeah, I don't know, it's that heart-wrenching stories from Gillian, like it rocked everybody this year, like people came away from her just going, wow,